Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and happy hump day. You've made it to Wednesday. My encouragement to you today is think the best. Go ahead and let your brain get focused on the best. I think oftentimes we find ourselves wallowing in pity and poor pitiful me. And often it's because we let our brain get off track. We start to see everything through the worst lens. We start believing the worst in everybody. I had a phone conversation with a good buddy of mine the other day, and he said, I had a guy come into my office and he was just crying and whining and talking about how hard his life is. And I'm imagining he walked into this friend of mine's office expecting that he would say, oh man, I'm so sorry, bless your heart. But what the guy said to him really had an impact. He looked at this guy and he said, let me ask you a question. I know what you can cry about, but why don't you leave here and get in some solitude and figure out what you're willing to cry for? I heard that and I thought, my stars, that's good. Well, when we start thinking of the best, our actions will change. Our attitudes will change. Our self-righteous ways will go away and we'll find our need for Christ. Here's a very short passage in Luke chapter 6, verse 31 that kind of gets us there and gets us started. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Now, think the best of others because this is what you expect them to think of you. Give them the same benefit of the doubt that you desire. Believe that they have your best interests in mind. The temptation is to default to cynicism or sarcasm and to be suspect of their motives in everything. I know people who every time they do something, somebody's like, what do they really mean by that? You walk out of a meeting and you have a meeting after the meeting and then you have the meeting after the meeting that's after the meeting. And all things in those conversations are about what did they really mean? What if we just did what the text suggests to us? And that is, what if we thought the best of people and we spoke truth into their life? What if we allowed our yes to be yes and our no to mean no? I mean, in the midst of all this, our role is to trust the goodwill of those God has placed in our lives. It's especially important to think the best of those closest to us. Husbands, think the best of your wives. Wives, think the best of your husbands. If you truly love God, they want His very best in your life. Their questions are not meant to be critical, but to bring clarity, connection, and accountability. Pride resists this level of trust and maturity. Pride does not want to think the best of others. Pride would rather gut it out on its own and not have to listen to the loving counsel of those who genuinely care. Let me just stop here. I know you're much like me. None of us want people to be critical of us. Well, if you don't want anybody to ever be critical of you, just don't do anything. I mean, if you choose, I'm going to hide in a corner, I'm going to do nothing, you know what? Nobody's going to criticize you. But now if you go out there and you try to actually do something, I promise you, criticism is on the way. I'm a pastor, for goodness sake. I get criticized for everything. How I wear my hair, the pants I wear, the shoes I wear, everything. And you know what I've learned? It's part of the job. It's the tax you pay. To try to accomplish something, we typically are going to pay that tax. Well, here's what I want to encourage you. I want you to encourage God's very best for your friends, your family's flesh and blood. For your parents, they don't want to control you. They want to support you. There's a huge difference. Support means that we trust you and they entrust you to God. Now, you could see this in a family. You could see this in a business. You can certainly see it in a church. And when I look and I chatted with my team this morning in our staff meeting, I asked them this one question. What is it that you think I don't trust you to do? Now, when I asked that question, several of them looked like I had four heads. I'm a huge believer in hire people and let them do their job. Trust them. If they don't do the job, fire them. But try to coach them up so that they might could do their job. I'm not necessarily a New England Patriots fan, but I love the sign over their door. You know, you walk out of the Notre Dame room, you see, as you walk out of their locker room, it's play like a champion today. When you walk out of the Patriots locker room, it says, do your job. I love that. But listen, friend, I want us to give the people around us the first benefit of the doubt. Don't have a spirit that's critical. Have a spirit that says, you know what? I want to do and think of you the way I want you to do and think of me. Think the best of others because God does. When God looks at his kids, he sees Jesus. He doesn't look at them as sinners stuck on themselves. The Lord looks at his followers as full of potential for him. They are still rough around the edges in sin, just like me and you, and the world does roughen them up at times, but beyond the fear and the sorrow are hearts that want to move forward with their Heavenly Father. He reaches out to his kids and offers opportunities. He thinks the best of us because we are his. You can't get any thicker than the blood of Christ Jesus. So my friend, today, go treat others as you'd like to be treated. Give people the first benefit of the doubt. Lose that spirit of that is critical and set it over in a corner and never go get it again. And allow your soul to soar with the possibilities of thinking as God does of his kids. Today, my friend, go do good. I look forward to seeing you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church at 9:30 or 11. And of course, we always stream live on our Facebook page or at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.